it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
You name the game, but anything you start, I figure to finish.
No question about it. Good day, America. Welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast. You, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack, Sports Byline USA. Sirius Satellite Radio, they take us along for the ride each and every day. We got affiliates all around the country. They love us. We love them right back. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. But we never mention their names anymore because it's all about radio on the go. The various different ways, devices, and various different platforms you can use to get not only this terrific program, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And when I talk about that, I talk about Stitcher, I talk about iHeart, I talk about TuneIn. I talk about really just going to our website, click on the Listen Live button, and boom, there we are. Not only that, when you're on our website, you can see literally every single interview that's been done. You can archive stuff, go back, check out stuff. The legends of sports, the legends of entertainment, the legends of music are all there at your fingertips. And available just by clicking on the particular area. It's a beautiful thing. But, you know, it's you're on your way to the gym. You're on your way to work, heading out the door. Some of us earlier than others. And, you know, but you got to plug in and you got to get you some Spano and Black Attack. Why? Because it's the best of the world of sports. Everything that goes on, we cover it. We got people out in the field. We got people that do their homework. We make sure that everybody is up to speed on what went down on the world yesterday, over the weekend, whatever the scenario is. Most important for us, it's the American Forces Radio Network. These guys and girls protect us each and every day, domestically and overseas. And if they get a little bit of taste of home by listening to the Spano and Black Attack and the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, let me tell you, we're very happy and very proud to be a part of it. We had a huge weekend in sports. NFL draft, basketball, the whole nine. And believe me, we're going to cover it. It's going to be spread out over the week because we have a lot of stuff to talk about, particularly in the NFL draft. We'll set the table for you right after this short timeout. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now. 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Allergies. Pollen in the air. Dogs in the house. Mold in the basement. Whatever triggers your allergy symptoms, it can really hold you back. Break through with Allegra 5-in-1 Relief. Allegra works fast, won't make you drowsy, provides 24-hour multi-symptom relief, and it's effective every day. Break through allergies with Allegra. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
Yeah. Particularly at this time of the day. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack. At Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA. If Twitter is more your thing, I'm going to set it up here for you. We'll be talking NBA playoffs as game one between the Celtics and the Wizards got underway yesterday, and game seven as the Jazz send the Clippers home 104-91. And in their game seven, and of course, raises the relevant question, what do we do with them darn Clippers? But we'll start on the East Coast, work our way west. The Celtics taking care of their business and doing it impressively so with a 36-16 fourth quarter that just blew Washington out of the water. They win the game 123-111. Washington closed at various different points, but it was way too little too late because they got off to the quick start. 38-24 in the first quarter. Celtics come back, and they're trailing by a few at halftime. But, man, they just opened up some whoop-ass in the third quarter, 36-16. And, you know, led by Isaiah Thomas, who is still grieving, still dealing with all kinds of emotional highs and lows with the death of his sister. And he leads the way with 33 points. Got a rebound, 9 assists, 11 of 23 shooting. All around a big-time game. And, you know, look, he's going to lead this team to victory or they're going to go down with him. And yesterday it was complete leadership. I you know, it's funny. He's going to be a free agent. Boston has the number one overall pick. They have a very tough decision to make because he is an undersized point guard. But the reality is that he is a leader. He is the heart and soul of the team. I don't know what their thought process is, to be completely honest. But if I'm Danny Ainge, I still perhaps look to wheel and deal out of that first pick for a big-time big man, because that's really the only direction you could take it. But I guess within the Boston plan, their thought process is we're ahead of the game. We won the division. We got the number one seed in the conference. We have an opportunity after winning our first matchup, fortunately, to move forward and make some noise here. And I guess if they get to the conference finals and lose to Cleveland, that would be enough for this year, I guess. Now, they would never say that publicly, but I think perhaps that's what their thought process is. And then try to flip a deal for a big-time offensive center, or I guess you can never have enough point guards. If they do end up with the number one overall pick, grab Fultz, move on from Thomas, and go your merry way. I mean, I have to be honest. I don't know what the thought process is there. I've been trying to figure it out. We've seen it with Philadelphia and the fact that they need to kind of sort the deck chairs, as it were. But when you look at yesterday's game, they got contributions from Jay Crowder. Al Horford had a monster efficient game, 10 of 13, 9 rebounds, 10 assists. Bradley contributed. They got their usual contributions off the bench. But I don't know that it's going to be enough to put a championship trophy, the Larry O'Brien trophy, in the trophy case at the new Boston Garden. And ultimately, when you have a franchise of that level, that's what they're looking to do. Now, yesterday, like I said, took care of their business. Game was tighter than the score might indicate. Both teams had their run. The 16-point third quarter ultimately did in Washington, and there was really nothing that they could do from that point. They drew closer in the fourth quarter and made it interesting. They got it down, I believe, to 5 points. And they got contributions from the people that they needed to get them from. Wall got 20. Beal got 27. Gortat had 16. Otto had 16. But Markieff Morris came out of the game with a rolled ankle. In his 11 minutes, he was 2 of 7. But he was playing defense and he had 3 boards. And he was a plus 7 when he was on the court. Oubre came in from that point, wasn't able to do much of anything. Bogo came in, shot pretty well. 3 of 5 for 10, made his free throws. But he's such a defensive liability on a ball, on a team that moves the ball around as efficiently as Boston does, that, you know, it just wasn't there. And I like Washington. I still think they can pull the upset. I'd like to see them get a game in Boston. But with everything that's gone on with Isaiah Thomas and the emotional level of what he's had to deal with, it seems as if the team is past it. And if the team is past it, they may end up carrying him along a little ways and help get him past it as well. These, you know, when you have something like this happen and you have a death in the family and it's so emotional for the players involved because they are a unit. They, you know, you think about it, they do everything together. They eat together. They're on the road together. They travel together. They drink together. They party together. They play basketball together. And it's a long, long grind. And you're away from your family. And you're away from your friends. And it's an awkward and difficult situation for these guys to be involved in. And you know, again, not poor, poor, pitiful players because they get very well compensated for it. But, you know, when you look at it and you have that kind of situation, it can go one of two ways. And, you know, look, it for the Boston Celtics, it looked pretty bad in that opening series. I mean, they were literally hanging on by a fingernail until Rajon Rondo got hurt. Now, this could still happen. Isaiah Thomas, for whatever reason, always seems to get the best of John Wall. And if that's the case, and he continues to do that within the series, and he certainly did yesterday, then Boston will roll. But Wall and Beal can answer this. They're a very good basketball team. As I said, learning how to win. And when teams are learning how to win, these are the tests that they're going to come up against. The game tomorrow will probably be the determining game. I know. Sounds weird. Usually it's a game 5. You know, the pivotal game 5. No, not in this case. If they can steal the game in Boston, then it becomes a completely different environment for them. They're like, hey, we can play in the same court with this guys. The mystique is gone. The Celtic mystique is gone. And they can legitimately say to themselves, hey, you know, these guys, they haven't won anything else either. They're no different. They're no better than we are. They're trying to figure out how to put a trophy in their case, too, the same as we are. They got young players, the same as we do. Matter of fact, you look up and down that roster, our talent might even be better. So, we'll see. Game two is pivotal for them. Steal one in Boston. Then we got us a series. We'll pick it up right there, spill into the Clippers, and boy, we got a lot to talk about there. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
This is painful for every single one of us. There are a couple guys crying in the locker room right now.
Yeah, distinct possibility, but not likely. 123-111 was the final. Boston over Washington. Bob Black here. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Still for your telephone number of the attack. And again, you look at what Boston was able to do. Completely collective team effort. Brad started Gerald Green for some inexplicable reason, 7 minutes, and he never saw the light of day again. Just throwing a different look. and that's what he does. But this is truly a 12-deep unit, and it will work in some areas. It probably will not in certain areas. I want to see Washington steal that second game, because then I think we're off and we're rolling. I truly do. You got just a talented young team that's trying to figure it out, as many of these teams do in the National Basketball Association. I mean, hell, look. You know, you look at the talent on these rosters around the league, and there's just absolutely no question as to the ability to play ball, and once you learn how to win consistently. You know, it some teams figure it out, some never do. Washington's figured it out to a point. Boston certainly has figured it out. But it's a very intriguing matchup. And we'll see how it plays. Boston, they had their homework. They did their job. They got it done. Hold court again, and I believe the series will be theirs. Because I do think they'll steal one in Washington if they get off to a 2-0 start. Truly do. 104-91. Utah taking care of their business against the Clippers on the road. Clippers have now lost 5 straight Game 7 deciding series. And it's safe to say it's time to break up the Clips. It's going to be a very difficult decision for them to make for a number of reasons. You know, you've got a team in LA that, at least for right now, has the market because they're a better basketball team than the Lakers. They don't want to lose that ability. But honestly, this team has plateaued. They're not going to get any better. They don't have the ability to get better. You know, yesterday they were led by DeAndre Jordan, who's a solid center, but you will never convince me he's a max money player because he can't be on the court at the end of games. And honestly, when he's leading your team in scoring, and I have, you know, look, I get it. They had to make up for Blake Griffin's lack of presence. But just, you're not going to win. And their front office has really failed them over the years, because once you get past their core three, except for Jamal Crawford, it's always been a fluid situation with not enough talent to get it done. And that's painful to hear for Clipper fans, but that's the reality. Chris Paul is on the wrong side of 30. You're not going to win with Austin Rivers and 100-year-old Paul Pierce and, you know, buffet Raymond Felton. It's just not going to happen. They have to figure a way to get more talent on that team. So the question is, what do you do, who do you keep, and who do you move? And, man, that's a tough call. You know, quite frankly, with the money that they spent on DeAndre Jordan, they might have been better off letting the Mavericks keep him rather than making a play for him. I mean, look, he's got a lot of basketball in him. Don't misunderstand me. But, you know, he is 28 years old, right in the heart of his prime. Can you build around him? I don't think so. I don't think so. Because he doesn't make his free throws. Does everything else. Doesn't make his free throws. And that, you know, ultimately, going to do him in. They just, you know, you got him credit. They spent their money. They tried. Chris Paul's 31, 11 years in the league. How many years does he have left at high level, too? A 6-foot, 175-pound point guard. I actually heard somebody say he was overrated the other day. That's completely insane. Completely insane. He's one of the best point guards ever. But with this group, it's not going to happen. I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do. I don't think they know what they're going to do. I'm not going to put it on Doc. I heard somebody else say yesterday, he needs to go. He doesn't need to go. He didn't turn into a stupid coach all of a sudden. They just don't have enough talent out west. They've always had San Antonio in front of them. And for that matter, you know, there's been other teams that have taken their shots at them, where unfortunately for them, not unlike the Utah Jazz years ago, they were always just a little bit short in those kind of situations. Well, for Utah, they didn't come up short this time around. As I said, 104-91, a big 33-point third quarter, and a nice 22-point second quarter where they outscored the Clippers 22-15. And you could see the handwriting on the wall at halftime. Crowd was out of it. The players looked a little bit off, for lack of a better word. And then once Utah put it to them in the third quarter, it you could just see they tried to regroup and they just couldn't do it. I mean, they got big games out of a lot of people. Gordon Hayward, who is a star, with 26. Gobert was ineffective. He's still hurting on that leg. Only 13 minutes. But George Hill, so efficient. 17 points, 5 assists. Just spot on. Dia, 10 points, but a presence, played defense in his 17 minutes. Derek Favors off the bench, man. And you can't overemphasize this second unit of Utah and what they've been able to do. It's not deep. You know, Exum gets a little bit of time. Rodney Hood gets more time than Exum does, who's just green as grass. But Joe Johnson and Derek Favors with 30 minutes apiece. Johnson shoots 4 of 13, you know, okay. But 7 boards, 5 assists, 10 points. Derek Favors comes in, and as good a game as DeAndre Jordan had, and he did, because he was eating up Gobert and he was eating up Dio. Favors did just enough. Just enough to get it done. Now, going forward, Utah will have to be better in order to even compete going forward. And Gobert will have to be on the court. You know, they'll have to get it done. Ain't gonna be easy. I don't see where they're a good matchup going forward. But, you know, we'll see. That's why you play the games. I think what may end up happening with Utah is got to the second round, happy to be there, adios. We'll see. But they sure did grow up in a hurry. You know, and will they get blown out by Golden State? I don't know. I figure they'll win a game or two. But if they get blown out, it wouldn't surprise me either. I don't know that they're quite ready for prime time. But this is a series against the Clippers that Joe and I really both liked Utah going in. But then all the curveballs started happening. Gobert gets hurt. You know, Blake Griffin gets hurt. You always want to see your best on best. And unfortunately, in this series, we really didn't get to see that. You know, literally from the first minute of game one. And the difference here was defense. You know, everybody played defense for Utah. I mean, there was no big mystery as to how they were going to have to go about winning this basketball game, they being the Clippers. It was going to have to be Chris Paul and then whoever else was going to help them pick up the slack. He did. He had two guys pick up the slack, but ultimately it wasn't enough. And when Utah clamped down on defense, and they do buy in on defense, Clippers just didn't have enough. Clippers are going to have to take a long, hard look in the mirror and figure out how they're going to get it done. We're going to take a long, hard look at the NBA, at the NFL draft right after this short timeout. I'm Bob Black. Please don't go anywhere.
If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace from Doctor Approved Medical at little to no cost. Many people are now using our brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and feel relief that they haven't had in years. Don't let your back pain get worse. Call 800-507-1148. Call now and get free shipping plus a free, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. All for details. License, terms, and conditions available at secureathome.com.
Did you hear Ron Barr's interviews with the biggest names in sports last week? Now there's a way to make sure you never miss hearing from your favorite player. Sign up for the Sports Byline USA podcast and never miss a show. With podcasting, we deliver the greatest names in the game directly to your computer every day, automatically. Just go to sportsbyline.com and click on the Get Podcast button and never miss another show. Visit sportsbyline.com today.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
You don't want to go to the chair, do you?
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, maybe. Depends on the given day, quite frankly. It depends on the chair and who's rubbing my neck. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Sidney Roberto. Of course, the big event. And, you know, look, playoffs are more relevant because it's games and results. But the NFL draft, as teams try to go forward and pick what they believe are the players that are going to be the foundation of them winning in the National Football League for the foreseeable future, took place starting on Thursday and working its way through the weekend. And you know something? It's such an imprecise science, and they try to make it precise by the analytics and the measurables and all the other stuff, everything from the Senior Bowl to the combine to the individual workouts to the pro days to the meetings to the – it's – you never know. On paper, this is one hell of a good-looking draft as far as what teams should be able to do. You don't know whether or not injury is going to come into play. You don't know whether or not off-the-field stuff is going to come into play. There's all kinds of things that go in there. And what we're going to do here over the next week, maybe 2 weeks, depending on how it plays out, is break it down literally team by team. We'll have some fun with it. Whatever the event of the day is, we will get to that. And then at some point in time, break it down. We'll bring in some guests to talk about it as well. But you're also going to get my take on it when we're unable to get a guest. And, you know, look, it's the big picture going in was Cleveland, what they were going to do, whether they were going to get their quarterback, and whether or not they were going to be able to take advantage of the opportunities and the amount of draft picks that they had in order to capitalize and turn themselves into a pretty good football team. Now, you know, for those of you who don't remember, now Cleveland had the number one overall pick for a reason. They stunk. But they were also in a lot of games last year. You know, they had their share of blowouts because they were a bad team. But they were in a lot of football games last year. A lot of football games. And as young teams and bad teams usually do, their mistakes did them in. They had everybody but me play quarterback for them. And, you know, but on the other side of the coin, I think they have some positive things going for them. They're starting to get a good defense. They have one of the best defensive coordinators in football in Greg Williams. The defense will arrive before the offense. I can promise you that right now if you're a Cleveland fan. They spent their number one overall pick on defense. They got another player in the draft that I think can be a big-time impact player, even though the scouts are certainly divided on it and the people who evaluate it for a living. But I felt, with the exception of San Diego, that Cleveland did their job. I thought they had the best draft. I thought they spent their draft picks wisely. They did the right thing in drafting DeShone Kizer. They're going to find out. There's no investment there whatsoever. He's the second round pick that won't put a cap hit on him. They're going to bring him in. He'll be in the mix with Cody Kessler. He'll be in the mix with everybody else that they have. And he'll find out whether or not he can play. If he can, he plays. If he can't, well, you got a bunch of quarterbacks coming out again next year. But they're going to win some football games this year. I promise you that. They're going to win some football games. You know, you look at the defensive side of the ball for them. And as I said, with Greg Williams back there, people forget. He was kind of banned from football with Bounty Gate. But he got his way back in. He's been a good boy. Hasn't made stupid speeches. And he's a damn good coordinator. And you look at the core of talent that they have on that side of the ball. You know, they made the investment in Jamie Collins to lead that defense. You add Myles Garrett into the mix. You got Emmanuel Ogbah, who had 5 sacks on the other side. Danny Shelton's a stud nose tackle. Chris Kirksey. You add Jabril Peppers into the mix, and we'll get to him in a minute. And all of a sudden, you got something going. Now, you know, again, as I said, talent evaluators, scouts, mixed on Peppers. But as I said a couple of months before the draft, there were two players in the draft that you needed to look at, and you needed to have them fit in the right system. One, I'm not so sure he went to the right system. Jabril Peppers, I'm absolutely sure he went to the right system. You know, get this. The guys that I mentioned on defense, they're all stud players. Yeah, we'll see about Garrett. And again, you're a suspect until you're no longer a prospect. Jabril Peppers, and I always love the rationalization with this. Well, he's versatile. He's going to play some offense. Yeah, he might. He might do all that. But how they used him at Michigan, and I'll give Jim Harbaugh the credit, the benefit of the doubt in this kind of situation. 355 snaps at defensive back, 324 at linebacker. And in a handful on offense. He plays special teams, punts, kickoffs. Hugh Jackson saying strong safety for them, which is absolutely the right place for him to be. And Greg Williams, as I said before the draft, hear me loud, hear me strong. Greg Williams, being the defensive coordinator that he is going to find a place and a way to use Julius Peppers efficiently. Do I think he's going to be a superstar? Hell, I don't know. If I was that good, I'd be the general manager of the Buffalo Bills. But the reality is, this guy played and performed on every single level. He's a hybrid freak. And when you get a creative defensive mind, like you have in a guy like Greg Williams, who, let's not forget, the New Orleans Saint defense hasn't been the same since he walked out the door. All the so-called great minds that went through there. You know, Williams, this is the fit that I was hoping that Jabril Peppers, would find when he came in a draft. And, you know, quite honestly, Browns didn't even blink. They didn't even blink. Diluted sample didn't matter. So-called out of position didn't matter. Nope. It's going to be a real good defense. Cleveland fans, hold your head up. Because I'm telling you. Okay? Other thing. Further down the round. Now, you know, they took Peppers with the 25th pick. 29th pick, they got the guy that many thought was going to go before that, or second tight end behind O.J. Howard. The Giants decided to go with Engram. And almost every single mock had him going with Njoku. Didn't play out that way. He was sitting there for the Browns again. Didn't even blink. They immediately cut Gary Barnage. Said they're going to bring him back. But they want to get him back at the right price. Don't forget, this is Moneyball and analytics here. He should be able to start right away. Kid's only 20 years old. And from the hybrid tight end position, he's averaging 17 yards a pop. Gets into the red zone, gets into the end zone. And it's a copycat league. You know, look at what the Patriots have been doing over the last few years with guys like Gronk and Bennett and anybody else that they bring in at the tight end position. You know, the only knock on him is he drops the ball sometimes. He's raw. He's 20 years old. He's only played two seasons. He was a wide receiver. So he's got some learning to do. And that's why I think ultimately they'll keep Barnage. We'll find out. But again, I am, you know, I'm not calling him a superstar. I'm not putting him in Canton. But another very solid pick. I felt their three picks in the first round were exactly what they needed. Now, they got surprised when Trubisky went to the Bears, and we'll get to them on another day. But, you know, they didn't reflex. They didn't panic. They didn't reach. They waited till round two, and they were after DeShone Kizer. Look, he's the prototypical NFL quarterback. He's a beast. He's 6'4", 230 pounds. He also reacts slowly. He's young. He's arrogant. One of the best quotes ever. You know, imagine Brady's intellect and Brady's preparation, putting a guy in with Cam Newton's body. That's me. I love it. He'll get a little welcome to the NFL at some point. But you know something? Browns, there was need. There was a good fit. There was timing. Perfect. Now, let's see if he develops. Like I said, no big cap hit here. So if the opportunity presents itself, boom. You got a quarterback. And they'll know. They'll know in practice. They'll know by his work ethic. They'll know if he's picking up the offense. They'll know if he's listening. Because like I said, they're going to win football games this year. Yeah, they still may be in position to grab a quarterback next year, but they're going to win football games this year. Don't doubt it. Third pick, the DT out of Charlotte, Ogunjobi. Perfect guy. Under 5 in the 40. It's a Greg Williams prototype. He was in the Senior Bowl. Big, strong, explosive depth. Yeah, don't forget, Williams is a 4-3 guy. They're going to switch from the 3-4 to the 4-3. Danny Shelton and this guy in the middle and the two bookend defensive ends. Oh, yeah. They're going to give a lot of grief to a lot of offenses this year. We'll wrap up this hour on the other side. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto at Bob Black 71, and wrapping up this hour. Again, evaluating Cleveland, they must have targeted Howard Wilson, the cornerback out of Houston, who, don't forget, Houston played a lot of good ball this year because they moved up. They traded two fifth-round picks to move up into the fourth round to get him. Joe Hayden's been nicked up. Jamar Taylor's an okay starter. Breann Body Calhoun had a nice rookie season. But, again, we'll see. And then I got a project in round five with Roderick Johnson, who has all the skill to be good. But, again, doesn't come into play. Some scouts had this guy going, as high as the third round. So they'll see. The other guy, Caleb Brantley, this is the one. He had a charge of simple battery against a woman. They had a fight in a bar in Gainesville. If he gets cleared, he's got a lot of talent. If he doesn't, they get rid of him. Simple as that. And then I drafted a kicker in round seven. Zane Gonzalez, who was considered the best kicker in the draft. He goes into camp, you win the job, you lose the job. You got the Lou Groza Award, who was a Cleveland Brown. So, and then Matt Days out of North Carolina State. Maybe he becomes a D'Angelo Williams kind of guy, 5'9". But all in all, a pretty damn solid draft by the Cleveland Browns. Core's there, guys. If you're a Brown fan, they're going to get better. Have a little faith. Have a little faith. Well, I got faith that the news is coming around just in a couple of seconds here. So I'm going to step out. Make sure you stay tuned to the local news. I'm Bob Black. This is the Spano and Black Attack.